Well, there's an awful lot of fabulous content coming up with the FemNN Fest this weekend. There is going to be fabulous music, of course, and there are, as Annie Dugan talked about, some fascinating arts-related panels. There's also going to be a workshop called Embodied Consent, Reclaiming Yes and No, and that couldn't be a more timely topic given what's happening on the national stage right now. Maureen Laufenberg is a clinical counselor, and she is the co-presenter of the workshop. She joins us this morning to give us kind of a sneak peek. Maureen, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the idea of consent. I know when I was a girl growing up in the 60s and 70s, you were supposed to be nice. You were supposed to think about other people's feelings. You were supposed to not embarrass them. You're supposed to not make a fuss. And that's kind of counterintuitive when you start talking about situations where maybe you're being asked or even pressured into something that maybe you're not comfortable with, but you can't say no because you'll be breaking all of those rules.
Yes, all of that. I think culturally we used to be a little more overt or open about those demands. And now I think it's a much more implicit expectation all the time that we still be doing this. And so though I think the national conversation right now is around sexual practices, I think that this is something that we see in conversations with our bosses, in encounters with our partners, talking about important life stuff with our parents. There are many invitations for us to engage in things that don't feel congruent for us, right? When we want to say yes, we're saying no, or when we want to say no, we're saying yes. So this workshop is really an opportunity to explore those concepts a little more and get rooted in our own intuition and what we actually want in our bodies and find, you know, practices that help align with that more often than not, right? Knowing that sometimes you have no control over it.
How do you differentiate? Now, young women, and I want to make kind of a separation, because many of the young women that I know of my daughter's generation are fierce. I mean, these are fierce women. They're nice women. They're fun women, but they're fierce. I mean, woe be anybody who asks any of these women to do anything that they don't want to do, because they are absolutely straight shooters. They have no problem with the idea of saying no. But I guess if I was in a situation of any kind, not necessarily an intimate situation, I wouldn't necessarily be able to tell, is this my intuition saying no, or is this my conditioning, 50 plus years of conditioning, saying, yes, you have to. So how do we begin to distinguish? We're hearing little voices in our heads. How do we start telling which voice is which?
Yeah. Well, I think really, you know, being aware of, I don't want to say critical of necessarily, but certainly mindful of social expectations. I think, you know, women your daughter's age, I'm guessing, many, many of us, give or take whatever this 10-year age difference may be, we were raised by women who I think were kind of sick of abiding by that all silently, and the kind of ideas you get more attention, right, being sweet like honey. I think there was more room for us to sort of this idea of dissenting, right, saying, I don't feel like that fits for me, and so I'm saying no. But, you know, we do continue to see, I mean, I talk to women all the time about things that are happening in their workplace that they feel really quite hopeless about, and really do quite a bit of this relenting, right, where they want to be saying, hey, I have a major problem with that, or no, I'm not going to take on this free work that doesn't help me get promoted or doesn't advance my career. It takes time away from my life. And I think some of that, you know, it's going to come down to the context of people's individual situations. But I think we make better choices with that when we have a regulated nervous system, okay? And so part of what we're going to talk about in this workshop is really how to connect with your body and what it is telling you. Because I think for so long, many of us, and this extends beyond women, you know, I mean, we're talking about women, we're sort of centering that in this workshop, but this is really for anybody who feels like they don't have as much power in a situation, right? There's plenty of kind of systemic examples of that for people across, you know, economic class and race and, you know, whether we're cisgendered or transgendered, or there are power dynamics all the time that encourage this sort of relenting, this giving up of our power or not being congruent. And so we're going to do a lot of exercises in this workshop on really tapping into that and finding that in our body and looking at what it looks like when we are regulated and when we can make a decision that does feel congruent, versus what it feels like when we are doing that relenting, right, which can be a protective thing that we do when we feel dysregulated or when we don't feel like there's space for us to be honest. So I hope that answers your question. We're sort of trying to tap into that.
The workshop sounds fascinating because it sounds like it's taking a broader look at this idea of consent. There is also a push, particularly on college campuses, where I learned much of this from my daughter, who knows these things, to encourage young women, in particularly freshmen, about consent when it does come to sexual or romantic or, you know, maybe somebody's pressuring them to go to a party or something, and they're talking about consent very specifically. And what she told me when I asked her about this topic is that yes needs to be reversible, freely given, informed, enthusiastic, and specific. And she said, if it doesn't tick all those boxes, it's no. So unless you get a very specific yes, the answer's no. And you have not given consent.
I love it. Yep, absolutely. And there is, I mean, in the sexual health world, there certainly is a shift away from this no means no to the idea that yes means yes, right? And that yes is, as you said, reversible, right? You can revoke that and freely given. I think it is this idea of you need to be tapped into what your sexual partner is telling you throughout the encounter, right? Because they said yes to one thing doesn't mean yes to everything. Because they said yes 5 minutes ago doesn't mean it's yes now. And so how do we really be conscientious of the person that we are interacting with, right?
And I also, I asked because I was curious too, and apparently no matter what, it sounds like no matter what you're saying with your mouth, you can't give consent if you're impaired, if you're drunk, if you're high.
Yeah, and that's been the legal perspective for a long time. I mean, I did violence prevention education work at the University of Minnesota in my undergrad there, and we went around and gave presentations all over the campus saying, these are your rights, and this is what this looks like from a legal perspective. And yeah, if you're drunk, legally speaking, you cannot give consent. And I think it's important for students to know that. They need to really be very mindful, I think. But, you know, this stuff is happening. It happens a lot on college campuses. It happens a lot off of college campuses. And I think it is more so representative of a major systemic issue that we have, right? And that's what we're seeing on the national level. It's just that we are not respectful of people's bodies. And sometimes time and sometimes emotional labor, and we're speaking to all of those things, right? That embodied consent is this alignment between what is good for us and makes sense for us versus what we're being asked for in the world and how we show up to that.
Maureen, one of the things that I'm really curious about, and I'm not asking you to scoop your entire presentation, but when you talked about the idea of powerlessness in a workplace, for example, and a sense that women perhaps are going along to get along, in some ways the stakes may seem to women very, very high. If I don't go, you know, if I get all of this extra work and I say to my boss, no, I can't do it, even if my boss is a woman, I say, no, I can't do it. I'm not going to get promoted, or I might get fired, or. And so I think the idea for anybody to stand up to a person who is in power over their job is mm-hmm. is really, really fraught. And your instincts Absolutely. Are telling you, this is a disaster, I can't do this. And yet, what are your options if you're a breadwinner or if the, you know, your family needs your income?
Yeah. Well, and when I talk to people about things like this in sessions, right, in counseling sometimes, we really unpack and explore what are the odds of that, right? How much of this fear is rational and rooted in reality versus maybe a desire to have security in our lives or any painful past learning that we have that might be informing this. That again, I think when we are in a more regulated nervous system and in a calm, connected, curious body, we are really better able to sort those things out and make our decisions accordingly. Because, yeah, if you've got a boss that's going to fire you otherwise, that is deeply problematic. And that goes back to that piece that sometimes you cannot, we do still live in a world where sometimes you cannot do everything that feels right for you all the time, right? But I think the intention of the workshop is really to help people sort out when they are, this idea of consenting, right? It's this embodied yes, when we're dissenting, which is this embodied no, and when we're relenting, when it's this disembodied response. It's I'd like to say yes, but I'm saying no, or I'd like to say no, but I'm saying yes. That I think even sorting that out is really a wonderful first step for us in our decision making.
Well, absolutely. And then, like you say, as you begin to unpack, you begin to figure out where you can take a stand, where you must
yep.
take a stand,
yep.
and
yep.
where you got to kind of negotiate a little bit.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fascinating workshop. Maureen, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Maureen Laufenberg joined us this morning as our guest. She's a clinical counselor, and she'll be co-leading the workshop Embodied Consent, Reclaiming Yes and No at this year's FemEN Festival.